My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Sonitotum, episode 46. Hello, my friends. On every episode of Sonitotum, we talk about making stuff, finding success as we each define it for ourselves, and staying healthy and especially sane in the process. This is a kind of a journal podcast, a personal diary, but also always with an eye toward teaching and providing some sort of example that you can learn from, whether that's learning what to do or, as often, learning what not to do. I like to start each episode giving you a little update on what I have managed to do creatively since last we spoke. And this past week has been all about indie author marketing infrastructure, the nonfiction book I'm putting together for, well, for indie authors, right? All about the three elements that you must have in place even before you release your first book, your first work of fiction, whatever it is you're working toward as an indie author. The book comes out on Amazon and other marketplaces, as well as on my own website, on August 30th, 2022. It's got a pre-order running right now on Amazon, so you could, in fact, go to Amazon today when you're hearing this, as long as it's, you know, before August 30th. It's on a pre-order. You can purchase it anytime, and it will automatically be delivered to your Kindle app or device on August 30th, 2022. But because there's a pre-order in place, what that means is I have until August 26th to upload the final, perfect, complete draft of the manuscript so that everything is ready to go on the 30th, which means there's a hardcore deadline. And it's been a while since I've had one of those as a writer. I've looked at my calendar and I'm probably going to get everything done in this first draft before or on the 17th of August. God help me. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Just 4 days from now, give or take. I have everything kind of worked out as far as the outline, which is also more or less the table of contents for the book. So I know exactly what I need to write, when I need to write it. It's just the writing itself that is the challenge. And this week was kind of tricky. I mean, I showed up, all right? Except for one day, except for Wednesday, I showed up for this bad boy, managed to get 5,081 words added to the manuscript, took the manuscript over 10,000. It's at 10,729 at this moment. And there's roughly 30 or so sections in it, and there are 17 left to write. Some are larger than others. Some, and this is the rub, some ended up quite a bit larger than I anticipated. So I'm a bit behind from what I had planned to do. And the week, boy, Tuesday, I sat down to do my writing session, and I had a client call in the morning. You know, my day job is as a creative services provider and coach for independent authors, podcasters, and other creators. I had a client call in the morning, so I didn't do my usual practice, which of late has been to sit down to the writing around 10 in the morning and stay more or less dedicated to that and only that until about 1, and then switch over to doing client work the rest of the day and lately into the night. On Tuesday, I didn't do the morning writing session, but I was determined to not miss it. So I went down to the public library at around 4 p.m. And man, I don't know if it was what I ate or didn't eat that day or just the environment there at the library. Sometimes it's a little stuffy. I could barely stay awake sitting there at the keyboard, and I certainly couldn't focus. Couldn't put thoughts together. I don't know if low blood sugar, who knows what. But yeah, Tuesday was kind of a wash. I think I maybe managed to add a couple hundred words. And Wednesday got wrapped up in trying to keep up with a particular client deadline that happens every week. And there were some technical issues that were beyond anybody's control that made me need to redo a bunch of work. And so Wednesday was all at the desk. No writing of any kind. But Thursday, got back to it in the morning. And Friday, I spent most of the day working on indie author marketing infrastructure. And so, yeah, it was a rough week. It seems like I say that every week, but it was a rough week to get going on things creatively. But I am pleased that I showed up every day, except for that Wednesday when it just the day job had to take priority. Speaking of things taking priority, I have put on the back burner my free weekly serial fiction project, Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights. That goes out every week to my mailing list subscribers as a free value add, as a thank you for their being in that community. There are some 75 installments, so well over a year's worth of free content already kind of in the queue. So anytime someone subscribes to the mailing list and subscribes to receive Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights, How It All Got Started, they start at the first installment, and then every week they get the next and the next and the next. It's a serial, right? So there are, you know, of all the people who are subscribed, there aren't as many in that group who are all the way caught up. But for those who are, it's been a few weeks since they've received a new installment. So I threw a little email into the automated sequence there, just letting them know that Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights is taking a back seat while I work on indie author marketing infrastructure and get that out the door and done. And I promised them that September would be dedicated to writing new installments of Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights, and most importantly, perhaps, getting ahead on that. You know, if I can write at least two new installments every week in September, then I will be that much ahead of the game and have a little buffer so that when these deadlines crop up, either in my creative life or in my professional life, or disruptions happen in my personal life, anything, any kind of delay-causing event, that at least there will be a few weeks of installments for the serial, and I won't have to make excuses and apologize for not getting this free content out to my subscribers. So I did that. Covered my butt there, did my mea culpa there. Also, I made sure to do a little bit of promoting for the special offer I'm running right now with my my Patreon account, my Neo Patronage community. And I did a little bit of promotion there, just social media posts to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You know, this promotion where you can get, gosh, I guess it's 20 of my books, audiobooks, short stories, nonfiction works, and music albums and singles. It's about $100 worth of stuff. The promotion has anybody getting that for a $20 pledge. That's the paramount level of pledge in my Patreon community. That promotion, that special offer, $100 worth of ebooks and audiobooks and music for a $20 pledge, that runs right up until noon Pacific time on August 31st. So I need to be promoting it if I expect anyone to actually take me up on it. But I have been strangely reluctant to do that. I did a post about it on my professional Facebook page, my brand page, Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates there on Facebook. And I went ahead and boosted that post so that it maybe gets a little extra exposure on Facebook and on Instagram. But I kept it very, very low budget, that promotion. And I've done some manual social media promotions. And of course, I told my mailing list about it as well. It's probably time to remind the people who did open it that they ought to do this. It's a good deal. And the people who didn't open the email, it's time to remind them that they might have missed it. Those are some things that have to be done in the week to come. Getting back to the week that was, I managed to keep up with my sort of half-assed TikTok campaign where every Friday I read the first few lines from one of my works with the hashtag First Lines Friday. So I managed to get that out there yesterday. And other than that, it's been client work and trying to do a little digital housekeeping still more. Anyway, so I think that is the week that has passed. I can't say I'm mad about it. Mostly staying on track, doing really well with the writing progress on indie author marketing infrastructure. And going to keep moving on that, going to hit that deadline, and going to get that book out there. You know, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the book itself, because it is relevant to the topic and the mission of this show. That'll probably be Sonatotum episode 47, next week's episode, because when that comes out, there'll be just about a week left before the book is released. We'll talk about it more then. I always, of course, want to hear how your creative week has gone. Doesn't matter when you're hearing this, feel free to reach out and let me know how the last 7 days or so of your creative life has gone. What successes, what triumphs, what challenges, what problems, all of it that you've experienced. I'd like to hear about it. You can leave a comment in the show notes for this episode, Sonatotum 46, over there at mattselznick.com. Just look for the podcast section of the site and go to Sonatotum 46. Check out the comments there. Leave a comment there. You can also, of course, as always, send me an email or record me a voice message and send that as an email attachment to matt@mattselznick.com. And if you're not familiar, that is spelled MattSelznick. Matt@mattselznick.com. So this week, this installment, this episode of Sonatotum, I would like to talk about pressure, as in working under it, living under it, creating especially under pressure. And I don't necessarily mean the pressure of a deadline, like the self-imposed deadline that I've put on myself for indie author marketing infrastructure, although that does certainly apply. I mean just generally keeping your head in the creative mode when there's a lot of other pressure-causing, anxiety-inducing stuff going on. It is really, really difficult for me. I will say that straight up. I think it's probably really good that I'm working on a nonfiction project right now, because it's a very different mindset naturally from writing fiction. I'm not sure how effective I would be writing fiction right now. It's another good reason that I have put Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights on the back burner for the moment. And also why it's probably good that I haven't even tried to work on my next novel, Shadow of the Outsider. Fiction takes, for me, I'll say this for me, fiction takes a whole different variety of energy, of concentration, of reserve, mental reserve, emotional reserve. It's a whole different kind of thing from writing nonfiction. When I'm writing nonfiction, I'm basically in instructional and sharing mode. I'm in training mode. I was a retail trainer for more than half a decade. And so I'm able to slip into that very easily, that voice, that here's what you should do and here's why kind of thing. So that's coming easily, more or less, to me to write on indie author marketing infrastructure. But fiction takes getting into the heads of characters who are in conflict. And when there's pressure in the everyday life, when there's conflict in the everyday life, or you're trying to avoid conflict, perhaps, in the everyday life, whatever that might be and whatever it might come from, I don't necessarily even mean like arguing with people or being upset with people, just when things are stressful, right? It can be very difficult to find the mental room to get into the heads of your characters when you're already in your head worrying about things or trying to figure things out or plan things. So I have spent not an insignificant amount of time thinking about how to get around the energy draining pressures so that I can still produce creatively. I have had long stretches where I have not been creatively prolific because I've allowed the pressures of everyday life to take up all the energy. I haven't been able to segment things away. I haven't been able to compartmentalize in a healthy, necessary way so that there is space for doing the thing that needs to be job one, which is making things. Remember last week's episode about perseverance and endurance, showing up, right? Shipping things. No matter what's happening, we have to keep producing. We have to keep shipping. And that shouldn't feel like something that adds to the stress. For me, granted, it is a bit. I feel that pressure, indistinguishable from other forms of pressure. But ideally, and what I'm working on constantly, is separating that out. You read about this stuff. You have lots of good, valid advice out there to draw from that one can try to adopt, you know, staying in the now, not worrying about things that are outside of one's control, dealing with the thing in front of you rather than dividing your attention and your energy amongst all the things that are not necessarily right in front of you. All those things, right? But it is difficult. One thing that I have been exposed to over and over again over the last few years is the idea that we are not our thoughts. You know, we are not defined by the thoughts that come up in our head. And for perhaps the first time, a couple of days ago, I actually put that into practice. I woke up in the middle of the night, no idea why. And I don't know if it's like this for you, but you know how when you wake up from a sound sleep, or maybe something shuts off in a dream and the dream ends and you wake up and you can feel yourself kind of piece by piece coming awake, right? And with every piece that comes awake, you know that you're farther and farther away from getting back to sleep. And I could feel this happening a few nights ago. And I could feel my thoughts, the train of my thought, going down this sort of rabbit hole of increasingly kind of fretting over all the various things that I have to fret about right now. And as that was happening, I could feel myself becoming more and more awake and more literally spiraling. I mean, I could almost feel the spiral staircase of my thoughts. And I somehow remembered to remember that I am not my thoughts. And I was able to put an end to it for the moment, right? And to shift my thoughts to more positive things, to things I was grateful for, to things that were maybe not wonderful now, but could be, things that were maybe not stable now, but will be. Remembering that almost without fail, and this is something that goes for any time in your life, almost without fail, whatever it is that's causing you the most anxiety and stress right now, a year from now won't matter. 5 years from now, you probably won't even remember unless you work at remembering, oh yeah, what was really bothering me in August of 2022? Recognizing that our most compelling sources of danger, our most compelling points of anxiety are present right now. They're not, relatively speaking, usually worth the amount of value we place in them right now. So I was able to remember that, and I was able to get back to sleep. That was a victory, believe me. And I think it's been those kinds of things, those little mind tricks, remembering that I am not the thoughts that I'm thinking, remembering that gratitude always, always brings one out of that that spiral of, oh no, what if, oh no, what if, oh no. And keeping in mind the great relativity of our current crises, it helped. And I think also just making sure that I have a routine to continue to show up and sit down and add words to this thing I'm trying to build, which right now, of course, is Indie Author Marketing Infrastructure, the nonfiction book. And next month will be installments of Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights. And in October, and hopefully even before October, will be Shadow of the Outsider, the long delayed next novel. Knowing that I'm showing up for these things is making it easier to show up the next day. This is nothing revolutionary and probably nothing you've never heard before, but I'm telling you that these things work. You can hear someone say, oh, you should practice gratitude. Well, I'm letting you know that it works. You should try to stay in the now, which sounds and is so much easier said than done. But if you can remember that all of those pressing stressors and threats, existential and otherwise, on your life, they're still going to be there and probably no worse if you take 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours to create every day. The wolf at the door is just going to curl up and take a nap, basically. if you're like, yo, wolf, just give me a minute here, and then we can get back to wrestling. It works. Staying in the now, it works. It's so hard. Of course it is. And keeping in mind the long view. Today does not define tomorrow, right? So whatever's going on today, you can find a little piece in there, a little piece of, as in portion of, as well as a little piece, as in calm. You can find peace in both senses of the word. You can find a piece in today where you can do something for tomorrow, in the service of tomorrow, in the service of the life you want to have. Maybe not the life that you have right now. There's almost always room to do something. And for you and I, probably, usually, that something is adding words to a manuscript, spending time in thought about a coming work or a work in progress, making some notes, doing some research, taking the time to be in that place that serves the tomorrow you would like to have, the person you would like to be, the place you would like to be tomorrow. Take that time. And again, at the end of that time, whatever it is that's sucking away at your energy and your vitality and creating anxiety in your life, it is still going to be there. And I know that sounds very anxiety-inducing even in itself. It will still be there. You will have plenty of opportunity to address those things. But first, every day, make the space to build for tomorrow. Because in the practice of it, this is what I'm learning, okay? This is what I am trying to do so that I become stronger and better at this. And I know both intellectually that this is something that works, and I know by experience, by the little incremental, small difference I see it making, I know by experience that these are things that actually work. Maybe it's a little bit of fooling oneself. Maybe it's fake it till you make it. Maybe it doesn't matter if it is. Because we do that all the time. We allow ourselves to compartmentalize a little bit, right? It's necessary. There's a lot of uncertainty, and I'm speaking for myself, but I'm betting that you can look at your own life, and one way or another, this is true for you too. There's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of balls up in the air, a lot of plates on a lot of poles spinning. And it is so easy. It's in our genes. It's so literally ingrained in who we are as a species to put all of our energy into dealing with the trouble at hand. But the thing is, we no longer have a world where dealing with the trouble at hand just means climbing a tree and getting out of the way of the lion. It doesn't mean building a bigger fire at the front of the cave to keep away the bears. The problems in front of us tend to be longer lasting and more enduring, and sometimes less easy to even define. They're not things we can stick a spear in. They're not things we can shake a torch at. They're existential problems, political problems, environmental problems. All of these things weigh on us, whether we realize it or not. And then you've got your interpersonal issues and your job, perhaps, and your relationships. And, you know, what is that ache I've got in my side? And why has this never healed? And, you know, all these little things, right? None of these things, by and large, are going to get solved today. Most of them will get solved. As I mentioned earlier, you know, most of these things in our lives, a year from now will seem much smaller. 5 years from now, you may not even remember. And 10 years from now, you'll look back on them as just elements that helped build the life you have now. So today, in it, allow yourself to put those things aside. Allow yourself to move those pressure-inducing elements off of yourself. Allow yourself the mental space. You may have to go to a different physical space to trigger this. I do a lot of times. I get out of my office, out of the house, and I go elsewhere to do my creative work as often as possible. Whatever it takes to put aside today's troubles for just a little while so that you can dedicate some time to tomorrow's accomplishments, tomorrow's successes, tomorrow's possibilities. There's room. And every day that you do this, you can look at that day and say, I did that. It's what I'm doing. 5,000 words this week. It might not seem like much to some of you. It might seem like a whole lot to some of you. I gave myself a month to write a nonfiction book. And I'm more or less on track. It's doable. I see that. And it tells me, regardless of everything else that's going on, all the uncertainty, all the anxiety, all the conflict, all the stress, I did that, which means I can do that tomorrow. I can do that next month and the month after that and the month after that. My creative life does not have to suffer in the service of capital L life. In fact, if I refuse to have my creative life suffer in the service of capital L life, it will indeed end up serving my life. I'm helping myself by dedicating that time every day to my creative endeavors. And if I'm helping myself, if I'm giving myself reasons to feel grateful, if I'm giving myself a sense of accomplishment in the face of all these things where immediate gratification is deferred, to say the least, and not guaranteed. If I'm giving myself these little wins, then I'm going to get stronger when it comes to all these other things. In a way, this episode is kind of an extension of last week's episode, where we talked in part about the importance of endurance. When you get right down to it, the topic is still just show up. Just do the thing. You only have so much time to be alive. Do the thing that's going to make you feel alive. Do the thing that when you are at the end, you don't wish you had done it. you can look and say, I did it. Or at the least, I worked toward it. I was not stagnant. I was not stopped. I didn't stop myself. Do that every day. Give yourself the space. Give yourself the permission to put aside the shit, whatever that might be for you in your life right now. Give yourself permission to take the space, to take the time, to claim it, to demand it, and write those words, add progress to the creative thing that you're doing, that you're working toward. Do it every day. Not only will you get closer to being done with whatever it is you're trying to make, not only will you get closer to shipping that thing and adding to your catalog and improving the chances of your ultimate success as a creator, but the very practice will make you stronger and better equipped to deal with all those other things that you may have been allowing to take from your creative life. Your creative life fuels the rest of your life, not the other way around. Don't depend on all the other things in your life to fuel your creative life, to permit your creative life. Your creative life feeds and fuels the rest of your life. And by that, I don't just mean the rest of the concerns of your life. I mean the rest of your life, chronologically, whatever time you have left. So show up every day. Make sure that you're giving yourself the permission. Make sure that you take the time, that you have the courage to work a little bit on tomorrow. The issues of today will still be here when you're done, when you come away from that little island of creativity. That's what I'm trying to do. It's not always easy. Some days are much better than others. Some days I beat myself up for not doing it. Some days I feel guilty for doing it. But I'm trying really hard to do it, no matter what. I hope that you can do the same. I want to hear how you do at sticking to it, at taking that little space every day for your own creative endeavors, for the tomorrow that you want, not the now that you're struggling with. As I said before, you can leave a comment in the show notes for this episode, Sonatotum, episode 46. You can leave me an email or record a voice message and email that to matt@mattselznick.com. I reply to all emails. I respond to all comments. And if you do leave a voice message, I will play it in the show and respond to you on air, as it were, on pod. I want to hear about it. You don't have to get into the nitty gritty, into the details, into the weeds about whatever struggles you're dealing with right now, unless you want to. But I want to hear how you're doing when it comes to carving out that time every day, carving out that energy, allowing yourself to have that energy to build your creative life, the portion of your life that is creative, so that you have something to feel grateful for, so that you have an example to show yourself of your perseverance, your endurance, your dedication, that you can then turn around and apply to every part of your life. Let's talk about it. As always, I want to thank my sponsoring patrons who have become patrons over at patreon.com/Matt Selznick. Paramount tier patron J.C. Hutchins and exceptional tier patron Ted Leonhardt. These folks are pledging $20 and $5, respectively, every month to be part of the reader and creator community that are my patrons. Not going to get into the deep depths of it all, but if you would like to support this show and the creative endeavors of yours truly in general, and help make it possible for me to spend more time on podcasts like this one, on books like Indie Author Marketing Infrastructure that help writers, and all the rest, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/Matt Selznick. It's a monthly commitment, as low as $3 a month, as much as $20 a month. It's up to you. If you become a patron at the $20 a month level before August 31st, 2022, you're going to get my entire commercial catalog, 20 ebooks, audiobooks, and music albums and singles worth $100. That's 80% off when you pledge at the Paramount patron level before August 31st, 2022 at patreon.com/Matt Selznick. If you would rather provide a one-time donation as a tip, as a show of appreciation, you can go to paypal.me/Matt Selznick or coffee.com/Matt Selznick. That last one's weird. It's ko-fi.com/Matt Selznick, and leave a one-time donation in any amount. If you would like to help the show in a non-monetary fashion, that is appreciated as well. Wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, however you consume your podcasts, please consider rating and reviewing Sonatotum with Matthew Wayne Selznick. A rating, 4, 5 stars, whatever you think is appropriate, just takes a moment. Writing a review in your own words, I appreciate the little bit more time that takes. Ratings and reviews help the show show up higher in search results when people are looking for new podcasts to listen to that are like this show. So you're helping to bring more people into the community, and you're helping me to help more people by leaving a rating and review anywhere you get your podcasts. Finally, when it comes to the promotional stuff, please subscribe to Sonatotum with Matthew Wayne Selznick anywhere you get your podcasts. That makes sure that you receive the show the moment it comes out every week. I've been doing pretty good at getting the show out every Monday, and that's the plan going forward. But if you subscribe in Apple Podcasts or Spotify or my podcast app of choice, which is Podcast Addict, wherever you get your podcasts, just subscribe to Sonatotum so you don't even have to think about it. The show just shows up for you and it's ready for you as soon as it comes out. By the way, if you become a patron at the $5 and above level per month, you're going to get the uncut, unedited, full-length version of every episode. All right. When people listen all the way through to the end of the show, as you have, they become privy, as you now are, to discounts that I offer only to my listeners. I don't talk about these discounts anywhere else, my friend. These are discounts on coaching sessions with yours truly. I have 2 basic coaching programs that I'm running right now. One is for writers who need help with their story problems. If you've written yourself into a corner, if you have problems with your work in progress, consider your Story Buddy, which is my writing coaching program. If you go to mattselznick.com, go to the services section of the site and look for writing coaching. When you book a 1-hour one-on-one Your Story Buddy session and use the coupon code SONITOTEMBUDDY, you'll get 10% off that session. That's SONITOTEMBUDDY, Sonitotum Buddy, all lowercase, all one word, for 10% off a Your Story Buddy session. Let's talk about the problems with your story and how you might be able to overcome them. If you're interested in self-publishing, becoming an independent author, doing it yourself, and you don't want to wade through hundreds of other blog posts and podcast episodes and YouTube videos, and you'd like to get some advice, pick the brain of someone who's been doing it since 2005, book a one-on-one coaching session on indie and self-publishing with me. Same deal. Go to the services section of mattselznick.com and find the indie publishing coaching offering. And when you book your one-time coaching session on indie publishing, use the coupon code SONITOTEMINDIECOACH, all lowercase, all one word, SONITOTEMINDIECOACH, SONITOTEMINDIECOACH, for 10% off your coaching session. Again, these are discounts that I only offer to listeners. I don't mention them or print them anywhere else. You have to have gotten this far in the show to hear this. So I hope you take advantage of them. If you're a writer, If you're interested in or just want to learn more about or go deeper into being an independent publisher, a self-publishing indie author, consider both of those offers. I'm here for you. I'm ready to help. Most of all, though, just keep doing it. Keep showing up at the desk, at the keyboard, at the writing pad, whatever, however you do your writing, whatever you do for your creative endeavor, whatever it is you're building so that you have a successful and healthy creative life. Do it. Don't let the shit that's going on in your life right now keep you from it. Give yourself a little time every day to dedicate to tomorrow. It'll make today better, and it will help with all those other things that are going on. You'll be better for it, I promise you. It's what I'm trying to do, and I'm seeing it work. All right. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. I want you to take care.